on the phone now, Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Now, Andrea, I hope that you have this kind of power, being somebody, you know, who you know, works for the city. Can we cancel the rest of February?
I wish I had that kind of power, but I do not.
I think we all do.
I think we could agree that January and February do feel like a whole year.
Well, yeah, February is the shortest month, but it feels like it takes 3 months to go by. It's only February 11th. I feel like we started February 4 weeks ago.
Like, I wonder if the weather were nicer, if it would still feel that long.
No, it wouldn't. That's exactly. I think so. That's what it is. This is the time of year we get the sub-zero temperatures, the wind chills, and the 30 belows. And it's just awful. People get that seasonal affective disorder, and it drags, you know?
It does.
You're like me, I got to take my dog out for a walk every day, and that sucks. But, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going through, but I want a dog so bad. And right now in February, of all the months of the year, I choose now to want a dog. Now, we're probably my husband's reasoning with me, but I really do want one, but I don't know. The walks, I remember those. We used to have a dog, and it's tough. I can relate.
Yeah, and I live in an apartment complex, so I can't just let him out and do his business and let him back in. I have to walk him out, so I'm forced to go outside. It gets me off, though. It gets the blood pumping, so it's...
Well, yeah. Dogs are wonderful. I mean, we just have way too much going on at our house right now, but they're so much fun, and the puppy stage is fun, but it's also like... So hang in. I bet your dad's not a puppy anymore, right?
No, he's over a year old now, so he's technically an adult, I guess, what they say.
Awesome. But
he's still a pain in the ass, but he's fun. We like him. So what's happening, cool. Andrea? We got a lot to talk about for the Rockford region this weekend.
We do. There's a lot going on. We'll start by talking about what's going on Friday evening. This is from 4 to 8. It's a vintage Valentine pop-up. Now, if you're thinking about last-minute Valentine's Day gifts, this is the spot for you. Maybe you want to get yourself something for Valentine's Day. Definitely check it out. They're practicing great social distancing efforts, masks up and required for vendors and patrons as well going through and staff. So shop local, think local this year when you're picking out those lovely little Valentines.
Now, we talk about when you say vintage. Now, are we talking about 1950s or are we talking 1990s? Because I found out recently that things from the 90s are now considered vintage.
Oh, no. Yes. I knew this would happen soon. Great. I'm sure it's fair game. If it's considered vintage, it will be in there. So the 90s, fair game for that, too.
So
you might want to check it out, Kev.
Am I going to be able to find an AC Slater Mario Lopez Saved by the Bell I Love You Valentine card?
Oh, my gosh. How fun would that be?
Is that vintage now?
Yes, that would definitely be vintage. And he's making a comeback, of course. So perfect.
Yeah, well, I don't know about him, but I'll take a Tiffany Amber Thiessen one if we're talking about that.
There you go. Whatever works. But yeah, cassette tapes, who knows? It'll all be in there, I'm sure. So that's going on. Also, just down the way, if you want to check out over the weekend on Sunday from 2 to 4, the Ethnic Heritage Museum is hosting a Black Suffragist at the Ethnic Heritage Museum. Now, this is a great exhibit that they're kicking off on Sunday. It's instrumental, of course, in the fight for women to obtain the right to vote. So if you're interested, this is a new exhibit there. They have many different exhibits, and it's a great opportunity to get the family to learn about Rockford's past. So it's a great history lesson, a great fun experience to get out and do something different in our community.
Yeah, and it's very important this month, especially Black History Month.
It really is. So, if you're ever going to support right now, is a great time to do so. And go and check out what the volunteers there are phenomenal. They work so hard. So they've put together a wonderful exhibit for you, and it's something to see. So check it out. And then if you want to get outdoors, if you're an outdoorsy person and you want to go hang out in the snow, 815 Outside. This is a fantastic collaborative group in our region.
Nope, not going outside. It's February.
Well, not everybody is like you, Kev.
I know. I try to remember that.
Yeah, that's true. So 815 Outside, they are putting together a phenomenal hike. This is at the Rockford Rotary Forest Preserve. Now, this is in Cherry Valley, and it is from 9 to 10:30 in the morning on Monday and to enjoy President's Day. So folks might be off looking for things to do, and this is a great way to bundle up. Now, if you put on our layers and we put on our, you know, we have layers and warm gear, you'll be just fine.
Fine.
Give it a shot, Kev.
I already have to put on three layers to go outside for 20 minutes away from my dog to take a dump.
Well, maybe you want to take your dog out to the forest preserve, and that'd be a really pretty way to, you know, let your, well, I wouldn't recommend your dog going to the bathroom.
I'm not gonna lie. He would love it. He would love that. He honestly would. There'd be a lot for him to see, and he's definitely that dog from I don't know what movie it was, where the dog would just go squirrel and go running.
That's
off.
All part of the, yeah, that puppy face too, which is so fun. So that is something for you and your dog to do, and there are plenty of other opportunities to get outside and enjoy. Check out 815 Outside. They have a great page that will literally give you many different activity ideas and let you know where to go to enjoy the beautiful outdoors in the Rockford region. So check it out. Otherwise, you can go to GoRockford.com. There's a full calendar of events, of indoor and outdoor activities and events going on, and have a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend.
Hey, you too, Andrea. We appreciate you jumping on and letting us know what's happening all across the Rockford region. Like she said, GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.